Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, "This World Is Not My Home." And then part three of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, "Where There Is No Vision," from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18.
Makes a clear connection between vision and revelation. Solomon is very precise here. Vision will come when the Word of God and revelation comes from the Word of truth. So therefore, what happens when there is no bold declaration of God's will nor of God's standards? God's people lose their biblical convictions. See, that's why people are living any way they want to live. That's why Christians today are not on the firing line. That's why Christians are not holding up the blood-stained banner. That's why Christians are not living holy. They've lost their convictions. They've chosen the way of the world. They've chosen the way of pleasure. We have become a pleasure-driven nation. We've got to have our fix of pleasure. I mean, on the Lord's Day. By the way, God's talked about the Lord's Day, and He said you better keep it holy. And to keep it holy, it means today you've got to be where God wants you to be. Oh, preacher, here you go on the church thing. Well, I didn't write the Bible. God did. I just preach it and live by it. And the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Let me tell you something about church. Church is not here for convenience. Church is not here when you can just show up. Church comes with a commitment and a responsibility. Because every time you don't show up and you could show up, that's your vote to shut the door, lock it, padlock it, rip down the sign, and shut it down. Amen. There are Christians today that should be in the house of God, and they're laying in beds today. They're not serving God. They're not faithful. But boy, I tell you, last night, they were partying hardy and doing everything the world was doing. You need to come out, hallelujah, and you need to get right with God and get God's convictions back in your life, amen. Praise God. Not only today is the fact that they've lost their biblical convictions today. You know why they've lost them? They don't read it. You know, you don't know what it says if you don't read it. Amen. Well, that's what I depend on you for, preacher, you to tell me. I can't tell you in a few hours in 1 week. But you're committed that you must study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. You've got to be in the word. Second thing today is this. They cast off their moral constraints. My Lord. You know, I can only imagine how God feels when He looks down on this nation and this world and see the moral condition that we're in. My heavens of light, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for the sin of homosexuality. You think God's just going to let this thing ride by? You think God's turned His head the other way and doesn't look? You think God's not interested? Do you think God doesn't care? Do you think we're living in a nation, in a world, that anything goes? Well, it may perceive that way, but let me tell you what. I talked to the God that's on the throne this morning, and He's still very much alive, and He's still holding us responsible that we live moral, clean lives that honor God. Amen. He still calls a man and a woman to marriage as a man and woman, not as a man and man, or a woman and a woman. Amen. He's still calling for today that sex is within the confines of marriage, not fornication. He's still calling for holy living. He's still calling for living right. And today we've got a moral sewer going on within the ranks of America. We're down to the moral depths of depravity, the lowest that I believe this nation has ever been. And Christians are falling right into it. Caught up in pornography, caught up in sex, caught up in all the filth of this world. My God, get your life right and get it on the altar. Amen. Third point. When you don't have a bold declaration of God's standard and God's word, you'll perish. You're going to die in your sins and go to hell. Bottom line. You can't treat God any way you want to treat Him. My heavens, recall what He did at Calvary for us. And all He asked for us to do is to live for Him and love Him. And you know what? He'll empower you and enable you to do that. As society has sought to cast off what actually holds us together, and that is God and His Word. Amen. And it's just not the fruits and nuts in California. We've got them in Lynchburg, too. And they didn't come from California. A lot of them were born here. Amen. I'm serious. It seems that we are reeling today from tragedy to tragedy, from problem to problem, because we have no vision. And you know what? Let's put the blame where the blame lies. The blame lies on us. Amen. No longer can we distinguish between light and darkness, good and bad. And you know what? It's all because today we have cast off the fact of restraint. We no longer have any restraint. We no longer have any morals. We no longer have any standards. We no longer use the Word of God as our guide, our compass, and our chart today of how we are to live. The blueprint for a successful home, successful life. You know, everybody's trying to get. Why don't you get your hands on something today that will really change your life? Call the precious Word of God. This will empower you. This will develop you. This will strengthen you. This will lift you up. This will make you the person that God's called you to be. Amen. Praise God. We must stop transgressing God's law. We've got to stop living in iniquity. We've got to stop living like a bunch of hell-raising sinners, amen, and start living like the people God's called us to be. Back in the 1700s, somebody had a vision of what America could be. Where the Word, and we read the documents of our nation, where all were created equal. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And praise God. You know, somebody had a vision one day of what this nation could be. Oh, it came with a price. It came with sacrifice. It came with hard work, sweat, and tears. But it also came with a commitment that God would be first. That's why our nation was a nation in its day of blessings. But we've watched, and the erosion today of the blessings of God has come because of the rebellion of its people. Amen. Praise God. You know, He looks at what we are, but thank God He also sees what we can become. I'm glad God doesn't see us as the failures that sin has brought us to. I'm glad that He made a way where we could come out of that and where we could be delivered, hallelujah, by the hand of God. And I'm glad today God will raise you up. God will save your soul. God will change your life. God will work in your life. And God will mightily use you. Amen. Amen. I'm not what the world says I am. Let me tell you what, I'm a whole lot better off than the world could ever be. I'm rich in the power of Almighty God. I've got the wealth of God on my side. I've got the riches of God. I've got the power of God. I've got the love of God. I've got the provision of God. I've got the grace of God. I've got the hope of God. I've got everything this book says, because you know what? One day I came to an old-fashioned Holy Ghost altar and cried out to the God of righteousness, and I named Him as my Savior, and it hasn't been the same since. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And I tell you, when God changes you, you don't want what you used to be in. You don't want what the world used to offer you. You have been delivered, and now you're a child of the King. And folks, that's what we need to be. We need to be people that have a heart and a mind and a soul for God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Stand up and give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. See, God has a vision for your life today. God has a vision for your life today. But you've got to cooperate with the vision that God has for you. Amen. For the vision to become real, you've got to do what is necessary to achieve this vision. If you lose your vision, you know what? You will engage in anything. I'm embarrassed with the way churches have become today. I'm embarrassed that churches have shut down their summer services on Sunday night and Wednesday night because of the folly of pleasure.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning into our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember,
He is Lord.